The sayings of Hoseism, the sayings of Hoseism, the sayings of Hoseism, the sayings of Hoseism. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Many respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in our program Sayings of Ghasi Azam رحمة الله تعالى عليه Inshallah عز وجل today we will talk about thanking Allah for his many blessings Inshallah, we'll talk about shukr. We'll talk about being grateful in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But before we proceed towards the topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. Dear respected viewers, I make this intention that I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You can make this intention that you will be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learn and you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Respected viewers, as earlier explained that today we'll be talking about thankfulness. Inshallah, concerning thankfulness, first of all, let's include the teachings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. When someone asked about thankfulness, shukr, the Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, the true nature of thankfulness, haqiqat ash-shukr, is the acknowledgement of the benefaction of the benefactor with an attitude of humility, an overt recognition of the blessing and a reverential confession of one's inability to give adequate thanks. Thankfulness can be subdivided into several categories, namely, number one, thankfulness expressed by the tongue, shukr al-lisan. This constitutes the acknowledgement of the benefaction with an attitude of humble acceptance. Number two, thankfulness expressed by the body and the limbs. This is the characteristic indication of loyalty and readiness to serve. Subhanallah. And number three, thankfulness expressed by the inner feeling. This requires a careful balance between display of appreciation and constant preservation of a sense of reverence. Respected viewers, further it is mentioned, beyond this stage, thankfulness passes from the realm of the visible to the realm of the invisible, where the focus of attention is benefactor rather than the benefaction. The person who is simply thankful, shakir, is someone who gives thanks for what is available, mawjood, while a person who is very thankful, shakur, is someone who gives thanks for what is unavailable, mafqood. The person who gives praise is someone who regards withholding as a gift and views harm as a benefit, and in whose sight the two qualities eventually become equal. The glory that exhausts all expressions of praise is the witnessing of perfection in the quality of beauty and attribute of majesty, with the eye of direct perception on the carpet of nearness to the Lord Azza wa Jalla. Dear respected viewers, we heard the the concept of sugar mentioned by Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. No doubt this concept of sugar, this beautiful quality of paying thanks in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is very much crucial and important for a salik, for a person who would like to tread on the path of Sirati Mustaqim. No doubt, respected viewers of Madani Channel, each and every moment, the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they are showering like rain upon us. If our whole life is spent in doing sujood in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, prostration in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if our whole life is spent in doing ibadah and worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I think we won't be able to pay thanks to the favors and bounties and the blessings Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered upon us. If we try to count the blessings, the favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will not be able to count. Yes, it has been mentioned by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you would like to count, then you won't be able to count the blessings. Subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we cannot even count the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now imagine the food, what we eat. If you just think about that morsel we eat and the curry we eat. Now, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if you just start thinking that the food what we bought from the marketplace, what was its condition before, right? Before the curry was made, right? Allahu Akbar. If it was a meat, then what animal which was slaughtered, then it was cut into pieces, then this curry was made, or maybe the wheat which we made bread of, when, how, subhanallah, it was first, the grains were grown in the field and it prepared, then it became the flour, and then it turned into chapati or roti, then we ate. Now, these are all blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because to grow something in the fields, you require sun, you require light, you require air, you require so many appropriate and adequate conditions, which are definitely our great blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You require water and you require so many things. If they are not there, then we won't be able to get anything. Now, once the food is prepared and cooked, we eat it. Now imagine, subhanallah, the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how many favors Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us. Once we take that morsel into our hand, these fingers, they tell us whether it is eatable or not. I mean, is it hot enough or not to eat, because that will tell you how hot it is, subhanallah. If you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then you eat it, then you chew it, right? And then you eat it, subhanallah. Then this whole process, how does it digest? If these body parts are functioning well, this is a great ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then waste comes out. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, these particles gives energy to us. The way, subhanallah, we live, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we hear, the way we listen, the way we see, Allahu Akbar, we can definitely understand how many blessings Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered upon us. And we cannot even thank in a true sense to the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned in Tafsir Baydawi that worship cannot be completed without shukr. And in Tafsir Kabir, it is mentioned that the essence of all ibadat, right, the asal of all worships, is shukr. And another place Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions washkuru li wa la takfurun. So in Tafsir Khazin, it is mentioned, one of the meanings, that be thankful by doing my obedience, and don't be ungrateful by doing my disobedience. And further, my dear respected viewers, Tafsir ibn Kasir, Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he quotes that the person who does the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions his dhikr. And the one who pays thanks in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants him more. Whereas the one who becomes ungrateful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he is punished. Dear respected viewers, it is a beautiful way to ponder and reflect upon the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you look at less fortunate people, when you look at people, those they are deprived from the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those blessings which you possess and some other less fortunate are deprived of, when you look at them, then you realize how important and subhanallah, how fortunate you are that you possess those blessings, those favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are with you, respected viewers of Madani Channel. Yes, if you would like to know the importance of eyesight, this beautiful blessing that you are able to see, subhanallah, these colors of this beautiful world, you're able to see, subhanallah, Kaabatullah Sharif, you're able to see with these eyes Gumbad-e-Khazra, the blessed subhanallah shrine of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. You're able to see the beautiful faces of your parents and you can get reward. Then you realize how important this only blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is, that you possess eyesight, that you can see. And if you want to know what is the worth of these eyes, then ask from that blind Ashik-e-Rasool that who goes to Kaabatullah Sharif. And he knows that the very first sight you cast on Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar, your dua is accepted. But he is blind, he is not able to see, he is not able to cast that very first sight on Kaaba Sharif. You ask him, what is the worth of this eyesight? Ask that Ashik-e-Rasool who goes to near Gumbad-e-Khazra and he wants to cast eyesight. He wants to see the blessed shrine of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but he is not able to see. Ask that Ashik-e-Rasool who is father of a daughter and daughter wears a frock on the day of Eid, comes to his father and she tells, Daddy, look, how am I looking today? And that father is not able to see his daughter. Ask him the worth of these beautiful blessings of that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us. But unfortunately, we do not pay thanks in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One way of thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to use these blessings, these favors Allah has given us in the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, people use the same eyes to sin, astaghfirullah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we can walk. Imagine a person who doesn't have legs, who cannot walk. How hard would life be for them? How would they go out? How hard mobility would be for them? But we've got legs. We don't offer salah. We don't stand in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imagine those that do not have hands. And you can keep on thinking about the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, let me tell you, dear respect viewers, I'm breathing, you are watching me, you are breathing. We don't even realize that we are breathing. This respiration system, what is working, is all fine. We don't even realize we are breathing. Ask the person who has asthma attacks how hard it is for that person. We can talk and talk and talk. So try to be grateful, try to be thankful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you need more from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you should be thankful. And this is the teaching of Islam. This is the teaching of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that's what was expanded and explained by Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The saying Safa Se Azam, the saying Safa Se Azam, the saying Safa Se Azam, the saying Safa Se Azam.